You are now experiencing the teaching ministry of Pastor Richard Martin of Life Community Church, located in Arlington, Texas.
I wanted to just quickly share with you what I feel like the Lord is shared with me to give to us as we are bringing a close to this year. And really, it's just a reminder. It's something that we are all familiar with. And first and foremost, we've been saying it, and it's been just permeating throughout the course of this Sunday Christmas service, is that Jesus is the reason for this season. Amen. But I want to give you something a little bit more, because it's not just the season. Jesus is Lord. Could y'all bring that up? We in the message right now. They gave me 20 minutes, which really means you got 10 minutes, Pastor. And we're going to have one landing. Don't get excited about that. Thought y'all love me. Y'all love me? Amen. All right, we're still going to do one landing. It's not just he's not just the reason. He is Lord. And I don't know about you, but yes, I do. We have experienced in this year, we had to come to a place, and not just finding ourselves, but coming to a place where when we have made this confession of Jesus into our lives, this year was the proving ground of whether or not he was going to be Lord or not. Now, let's keep it real. Each and every time that we experience whatever we experience, we have to be honest. We got to be honest with yourself. He wasn't always first. But he made it clear that when he wasn't first, that you and I, we were going to be left to our own resolve. And when we were left to our own resolve, we failed miserably. And I don't know about you, but I learned quickly from my mistakes. I pray you did too this year. But we want to bring a culmination to this year, because throughout the course of this year, God has been giving us and giving us and giving us and been giving us grace, and he's been giving us strength, and he's been giving us wisdom, and he's been giving us just the things that were necessary just to get us through some things this year. I don't know if I'm talking to anybody, but thank God for the gift that he gave us in Jesus. Now, don't get religious on me, because you know it's one landing coming. But I want to share with you this one scripture, just a reminder, Isaiah chapter 9. Will y'all bring that up? We're going to stay right there for a minute, because I want to just show you why he's Lord. Scripture says, for unto us, would y'all just read this with me? On the count of three. One, two, three. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders. Verse 7. And his name, of the increase of his, upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Okay, praise the Lord. Let's go back to the top of this verse. I want to just start off by saying this. For unto us a child is given. And during this season, we celebrate the birth of Christ. But I need you to know something. Christ as a child is not enough. We found that out this year. See, this issue of this season that we're in, for this upcoming year, for each and every one of us, I don't need a baby Jesus. Let me just share this with you. Like when you and I have issues with something that goes on legally, I and you and I, we can read a legal book. We can go and we can find books in regards to the law. But the reality of it is, when I'm having some illegal issues, the first thing that I go to is a lawyer. Amen. When I'm sick in my body, and after I've done my thing with the Lord and the praying, if he's giving me instruction, you need to go to a doctor, I don't go to find a medical book. I can read and I can understand and I can comprehend. But you know what? I ain't got time for that. I want to go to a doctor who immediately knows what it is that I'm dealing with and to help me get better. Can you say amen to that? Like when someone breaks into your house, okay, you guys calm down because I know what y'all about to say, but just follow this story. When someone breaks into your house and they steal your goods or what have you and they leave, but you and I, we're not looking to take justice into our own hands. See, that's why I say it. Just follow along. Praise the Lord. I know, I am praying for y'all. We're not looking to take justice into our own hands. We call 911 because we need someone who knows the law, who can execute it, who has the authority to do something about the situation. We call on those people. Amen. Yet when it comes to life, do you know? I want to go through the little bit of the scripture, bring up the second part of this verse, because this year, and his name will be called. Let me just start there by saying this. How are you addressing the Lord as you are dealing with the issues that you're dealing with? See, when the scripture says this, and his name will be called, the prophet is identifying you're going to have to acknowledge his position in your life. You're going to have to say to yourself, God, you are my God this year. My God, y'all playing with me right now. See, if you don't say it before things happen, things will make you say it. And my prayer is that even when you find yourself being made to say it, that you're doing it with a heart of understanding what has been given to you in and out of season. See, once the 25th is over, regular people go back to being mean. Regular people go back to being ugly. Regular people go back to being apathetic towards God. Regular people go back to going through their cycle of the first and the third Sunday, I'll go to church because, hey, you know, hey, that's what I'm supposed to do. But you and I, we already experienced in this past year, stuff happens every day. Many of you experienced some financial matters that was serious, like on the line. I need the money yesterday. Come on now. Many of us in our relationships, I need for this relationship to get better now. And we went all through different people, going to different counselors or what have you. And the scripture tells us that his name will be called Wonderful. The Greek and the Hebrew translate this word Wonderful. What it really means is that he will be called Miracle Worker. Look it up. See, you got to know who you're dealing with right now. And when you call upon him, the first thing that I know, I need a miracle sometimes. Y'all not hearing what I'm saying to you. You're going to run into, as we have in this past year, that moment in time where there ain't nobody, ain't no thing, ain't going to be enough money, ain't going to be enough nothing that can help you. You're going to need the Lord to be wonderful. I'm coming in for my landing. Y'all got to help me while I do that. I know the kids was cute. I know they were. But hear what I'm talking to you about right now. You and I, we're going to need him to be wonderful. And I just don't need him to be wonderful during the Christmas season. Really, I'm going to need him to be wonderful right there after Christmas. Because maybe I spent a little more than I should have. Somebody said, no, Pastor. I'm going to need him to be wonderful beyond finances. I'm going to need him to be wonderful because that very next day that I have to go back to that job where them peoples are, I'm going to need him to work a miracle. And guess what? The issue is not working a miracle outside of you. It's about working a miracle. It's not just the reason Jesus has to be Lord, because you're going to need him to be wonderful. Look at your neighbor and say, you're going to need him to be wonderful. You're going to need him to be wonderful. He says in his name, you will address him as wonderful. You will address him as counselor. Now, this Hebrew for this word counselor is deep. It means counsel. It means you're going to need some advice. You're gonna need to know some. How many of y'all know this year? I've been asking a lot of direction. Anybody with me? Would you raise your hand? I want to see if anybody. And those of you who weren't asking direction, you will. But those of us, let's raise your hand. I want to see you. Now do this. Just do this all together at one time. Up, down, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. Just keep doing that. It feels so good. It's hot up here, man. But you and I, we're gonna need counsel. We're gonna have to tap in to God's wisdom in this upcoming year like never before. Not because of negative things, but just simply because there are matters that have not yet been settled. Can somebody say amen to that? There's just some things that, you know what, we can do New Year's resolution. It's all well and good. But you know what? January 1 comes, there's still going to be some issues that have been left unresolved. And I don't know about you. I tried to tap into as much wisdom of myself as possible, and it's limited. And that's okay. Because God has given us a gift. Y'all not hearing what I'm saying? God has given you a gift. That means that you get to use this gift for advice when it comes to life. You don't have to rely and wait on somebody to tell you what's right and wrong. If you tap into the fact that Jesus is Lord of your life, you got some advice. You got some great counsel. Amen. Amen. It says that we will. Thank you. Amen. It says, and you will address him as Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God. Now, when I've read this in times past, this tends to get a little confusing, but reading the text of Scripture and finding out what it means, it's Wonderful. The Mighty God. It means that he's mighty. See, we complicate things. He's mighty. That means that there are things that you are unable to do that he can overdo. And that he's willing to overdo. The mighty God, the strength that I need. Lord, in the season where everybody has lost their mind and they have hurt me and they have disrespected me, they have dishonored me, I thank you that you have given me the gift of your might. Oh, y'all not hearing what I'm saying. You've given me a strength beyond my own strength. You've given me a wisdom beyond my own wisdom. And you've shown me that it's not just going to be through me, because my might is limited. My strength is limited. I have a breaking point. And in 2013, I have so gone past that point. And your grace was sufficient. In other words, even when I didn't earn it and didn't deserve it and didn't even acknowledge you as Lord, you still gave me, because I'm still here. Come on now. As I'm talking to some, I'm still here. And I can complain about what happened, but you know what? You are a mighty God. You were mighty on my behalf. You gave me what I didn't even ask for. Man, that's awesome, y'all. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? When I didn't even ask for it, God. When I didn't even ask for your help, you gave me your help. When I didn't even ask to you to be part of this thing, you inserted yourself. Now, in this upcoming year, Lord, I want to make sure that in and out of season, I acknowledge you as Lord. And he shall be called, and his name will be called, and you will address him as Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father. Now, this is where things get really confusing, but I read this, and this is what this means, this Everlasting Father. Jesus is the Father of life. In other words, he's not Father God, the Father. There's no confusion there, but he is the beginning of what real life is about. And that life is everlasting. That life that he promises, it goes beyond what you see and what you feel and what you think. That life goes beyond what you're experiencing. You know what? You're going to come in and come out of circumstances. You're going to go up and you're going to go down. You're going to go in, you're going to go out. You're going to have stuff happening, because guess what? Someone said, look at your neighbor and say, because that's life. I'm going to stop right there, because y'all acting all nice and happy, but anybody walk through some life this past year? Anybody walk through a period of time where you just didn't know what is going to happen tomorrow? Some of us are like, I don't know what's going to happen in the next hour. But the scripture tells us that he is the beginning. He is the progenitor of life. He's the one who set this whole thing up. So all the ins and all of the outs and all of the ups and all of the downs, the Father has provided and gifted us a person who says, look here, it's going to be all right. I know what's happening. Just stay close to me. Just acknowledge that I'm Lord, even in the midst of that circumstance. Can you do that? Last year, you might not have done it as quickly as possible, but now you know. that the life that you're living, it's worth living because I gave it to you, and I gave it to you so that you would fulfill a purpose that goes even beyond the life that you're living right now. Somebody ready to live in here right now? Anybody ready to live in here right now? I don't know about you, but I am ready. I'm ready. I'm. That's me revving up my engine. I'm ready to live. Now that means that when I'm going through the ins and the outs and the ups and the downs, I can smile. Pastor, what's wrong? Y'all don't even know. Have y'all know? We had a little thing going today that could have just shut down this whole thing. And if it did, guess what? We still would have to smile. We still had to go on with the program. Why? Because we're here to glorify God. And so as you're entering into the new year coming, look, take this season that everybody, you know, on the 26th, about 12:01, when they stop being nice and they stop being, take it a little further into the next year. Amen. Because God has given you, he's gifted you with the everlasting Father. Finally, the Prince of Peace. We talked about this, y'all. Those of you who have been here, Jesus is our peace. That when he died on the cross, not only did he die and took the stripes for your physical healing, but he died for your emotional healing. And not only did he die for the emotional healing, but he died for the cause of that pain. He died for all of that. So with the peace that I walk in is not something that I and you can explain. I can't get you to understand why I'm so cool about mine this year. I just is. I can't tell you why when all hell is breaking loose. I can't tell you why I'm not tripping. I really can't explain to you, because normally I'd just be off the chain, upset and angry. How do I know? Because just in this past year, when I was put to practice and to test, I failed a couple of times. But this year is going to be a little different. This season that I'm walking in right now, where everybody's building themselves up to have joy, I have joy. When people build themselves up to get to a place where they're just going to be nice, I can be nice, because I have the one who has given me a peace that can't be explained by men. And all of it, listen, all of it has been gifted to us. Unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And we go through these names that we, brothers and sisters, listen to me, we get the opportunity to address him, not just as Lord, but as Wonderful. As Counselor, as Mighty God. Come on, y'all. Am I talking to Everlasting Father? We get to address him as such because he was given to us. Now, there are some of you in here right now. You're going to play the religious thing on me. And I'm going to just say this to you. Religion in and of itself, by man developed, is not going to work. You trying to get to God your way, it's just not going to work. You're going to be frustrated. You're going to be upset. You're going to be a whole lot of things disappointed. Even as it pertains to this faith, you're going to be frustrated if you approach it from a religious standpoint. I'm here to tell you that God is eliminating all of this religiosity the way that we do it. And he's saying, I'm going to give you true religion. I'm going to give you a true way of seeking me. Here's how you do it. I'm already here. Here's how you do it. I'm not hiding from you. Here's how you do it. I've been in your face all this time, and you at times you waited until tragedy hit before you called on me. I'm here to tell you, you don't gotta look for me. I'm here right here right now, and when you seek me, you'll be found. You'll find me. I'm not hiding from you, but do it outside of what the people are telling you, and find me for yourself, because I'm not hiding from you right now. The Lord would say to us today, you're gonna need me. After the season, you're gonna need me when the snow stops. You're gonna need me, and the little kids are cute on stage, but they're gonna do some things that's gonna upset you. They're cute now, but they're gonna do some things. And if they weren't up here, you still got kids. You got some grown kids, and you love them now. You bless them, but they're gonna do some stuff. That's going to frustrate you. And you and I, we got to get beyond ourselves. We got to get past ourselves. And we're going to have to set our sights to God like never before. Say, God, I'm not doing this I'm not doing this like I used to do it. I'm not going to play religion. I'm going to be faithful. I'm going to be true to you, God, because you are Lord of my life. And as I celebrate in this particular season, this heightened season, God, help me to be transparent about my relationship with you. And I don't care wherever you are in that relationship. Could you be transparent with him right now in this moment? We're landing. Can you be transparent with him right now? Just close your eyes. You know, identify where are you in the relationship between you and Jesus? The multitudes of us would definitely acknowledge the fact that he is Savior. At some given point in time, we said, Jesus, save my life. I need you. But the reality that the Father has established for us is that not only should he be Savior, but he should be Lord. And there's so many places that many of us, all of us, to one degree or another, that we sat in the company of believers, churchgoers, so on and so forth. And what we saw in their lives, and even in our own lives, if we were honest, we didn't see Jesus as Lord. We saw a lot of people playing at it, and we saw a lot of people acting at it. But in this past year, we as individuals, we got to a point where we couldn't look at other people and what they were doing. The Lord forced us to look into a mirror. And say, you can complain all you want about people in the church, and you can complain all you want about how they did you wrong, and you can complain all you want, but look at you and look at me with you. Would you acknowledge the fact that you missed me a lot? What you should have been doing and how you should have carried yourself, you missed me a lot. But here now is the season. Here's a time. Here's a transition that you can make right now. Where I'm not just recognized as your Savior, but I'm recognized as your Lord. I'm recognized as a miracle worker. I'm recognized as the first one that you will go to for advice. I'm recognized as one who will be mighty on your behalf. I'm recognized as one that will continue to muster up the peace that you're going to need, because life is life. And me as the everlasting Father, I know your beginnings, I know your ends, I know your in between. I know what is supposed to happen with you. And I allow it so that you and I can get closer. I'm saying to you right now that as you are taking this moment of transparency, I'm going to use a real funny word right now. I beseech you. In this season and beyond, allow Jesus to be Lord. Allow him to be Lord of your life. Allow him to be Lord in your home. Allow him to be Lord at the job. Allow him to be what he has been gifted to us. And when you seek him in that mannerism, this becomes real. Now behold the Lamb. Now behold the Lamb, because the sacrifice has been given, not just for a conglomerate of people, but for you as an individual. Father, forgive us for the times that, well, we should be focused on you. We're laughing, we're joking, we're doing things that don't give you the honor and the respect that you're due. Father, forgive us for those times and those moments, many times and many moments where we compromised the relationship. And we turned it into religion when it was what it should have been all about you from the beginning. Father, forgive us for those times and those moments where when a response was required, a response of a believer who knows who God is, we gave the natural and normal response. And he didn't look anything like you. Now behold the Lamb. Now we are in a place, Father, where we transition and we say, in the midst of this season, we determine to carry it out into our new year. But ask everyone to stand to their feet right now. Before we're dismissed, I want to give anybody in here an opportunity that if there is a need for a relationship with God, a Savior in your life, if you came into this place and you said to yourself, that man, that was great, that was wonderful, but could somebody please just give me the invitation? I need to make Jesus my Lord and my Savior. If there's anybody in here like that right now, we want to give you an opportunity to do so. If it is you, would you just raise your hand? We just want to be obedient. And along with that, if you can be honest and transparent with the Lord right now and say to yourself, in this past year, I could have done better. I could have did better with my relationship with the Lord. And I thank God for His grace, but no excuses. I'm going to do better. If that's you, would you raise your hand with me? I'm not doing this as a gesture to tell you what to do, but this upcoming year, starting today, I'm going to do better in my relationship with the Lord. I'm not trying to fit into anybody's mold. But I'm going to do better because I know Him. I know Him. I don't have an excuse. I know what I've been doing. It may not have always been the right thing, but I know God, and I know He knows me. He sees me. God, I want to do better. Keep your hands up. I want to see you. Hallelujah.
For more information on the teaching ministry of Pastor Rich Martin and Life Community Church, please call us at 817-468-9215 or visit us on the web at www.mylifemycommunity.org.